Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to hour number three on a Friday afternoon. And we're going to get you all the way to go home time here on Friday. But in the meantime, continuing with the quality product that we are, we're bringing somebody on who's been a friend of the show, who is also been a very solid conservative and just plain right attorney general for the state of Alabama. Steve Marshall is indeed the attorney general for the state of Alabama. He, prior to that, had been a career prosecutor working out of Marshall County and is also now a candidate for the U.S. Senate for the seat being vacated by Tommy Tuberville. So without further ado, let me just ask him to come on board right now. Mr. Attorney General Steve Marshall, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. Hey, I can say I knew you before you were internationally known.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I'm internationally known at this point, but I am. I'm enjoying life. How about that?
That's great. Hey, we continue to love your fight against the left on some of the national media. That's been a lot of fun to watch you engage.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun to do, and I'm still kind of trying to figure out how it all happened, but it's a hoot. Well, speaking of the fight, let me ask you a question, Mr. Attorney General.
Sure.
You've seen law enforcement and the enforcement of the laws at both the local and the state level. And, of course, you're looking at the U.S. Senate now. But let me ask you, we now are watching the Trump administration's fight against street crime, moving into southern cities with the National Guard being called out in Memphis, and even Senator Tuberville. If he's a governor, said he'd use it in Alabama if he had to, the National Guard. What are your thoughts on that you know, very dynamic version of law enforcement from the federal side at the state level?
Yeah, I think this is the consequence of the defund the police movement that we saw the left advance several years ago, when you see cities, you know, not only like Washington, D.C., but in Birmingham and Montgomery or other places that have had a mass exodus of law enforcement working the day-to-day shifts that they felt called to do. And I don't know that we should be shocked to see the consequence of that, is the bad guys being able to do more bad things. And President Trump said our nation's capital ought to be a safe place for people to visit. We ought to be able to make sure that it's a beacon for places to see what our country is about. And look, National Guard's not going there arresting folks.
Right.
They are there as a presence to be able to keep the bad guys from doing bad things. And I think it's been interesting to see, you know, the outrage has come from the activists, but when they interview the folks that live in those communities in D.C. that have been struggling, what do they say? We're glad they're here.
Yep.
We feel safer, and our communities feel like they're in a better place. And look, the hope is that they're simply there supplementing in a short way so that local officials can take care of their jobs. But when you have, for example, a mayor of Chicago want to somehow or another justify 50-plus shootings in a weekend where 8 people were killed is somehow or another just a normal week. And that's just unacceptable.
No.
And the fact that President Trump is aggressively saying we want our communities to be safer, because so this isn't a red or a blue issue. This is not liberal or conservative. People want to feel safe. And look, we dealt with that a little bit here in Montgomery. We've talked, I think, on your show about
right. The
task force that we put together with Leah, with our office, with the Sheriff's Department, really trying to work to reduce violent crime in Montgomery. And I'll never forget a call I got from a local resident here after we had initially deployed that task force. And she's like, I finally feel safe being out on my front porch at night. And I didn't feel like that way for a long time. And that's the kind of delivery of service that we want to people across the country. And I think that's what President Trump's trying to do.
No, listen, I completely agree. And, and I saw that, like, for instance, it's been both state and local leaders in places like Illinois that have been, you know, resisting. In Oregon, it's even the rhetoric is even heavier, and it's almost to the point of being lampoonish. But just this morning, I was watching on one of the networks as they interviewed just a resident on the street, not a protester, but a resident who said, "I just want my neighborhood back." Because he was talking about all the Antifa protesters that show up there and cause mayhem. He said, I just want my neighborhood back. This is uncalled for. And I think there's a lot of that going around.
It is. And, you know, I think there's actually some litigation out of the city of Portland right now that is sort of questioning what and how much the president can act and operate in these areas. And so I think that's probably the case to look after. But, you know, the other thing that President Trump's trying to do is ensure the safety of federal buildings. That when you have ICE agents who are facing this relentless attack from the left, having concerns about the integrity of not only the building perimeter, but also the safety of those who work there. You know, the fact that we want to allow for there to be a military presence there shouldn't be shocking to anybody.
No.
You know, the ICE agents have now, frankly, been liberated to do the job they haven't been able to do here in the 4 years of the Biden administration. And they're having to clean up the mess that was the southern border created by Joe Biden because he wasn't willing to do the job as president.
Well, so let me ask you about something closer to home. Just had a report come out about a couple of hours ago that right here in Montgomery, Alabama, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that the FBI has divested of any further connections, contracts, or reliance upon anything from the SPLC. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's an amen, right? I mean, look, SPLC is no friend to the state of Alabama, and clearly not a friend to conservative causes. I was a little bit surprised to see, actually, Director Patel's order, because I didn't know there was really any nexus that was involved between the FBI and them. The only thing historically I ever saw was some discussion around sovereign citizens and what the SPLC was doing there, but beyond that, I had no idea that there was ever any connection, and so was very pleased to see that action by the secretary, and particularly in light of what you and I both have seen for years, where, you know, because of woke policies, the efforts around ESG, you had companies relying upon SPLC classifications of individuals or groups that not only determine whether or not charitable donations could come to them, but also how they were viewed in the eyes of other people. It is refreshing to see this administration push back on that organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, I want to talk about your campaign for a minute, but I got to tell you, Sean Diddy Combs has got sentenced. So just in the world of prosecution, Diddy's going to jail.
Well, it's about time.
There's two about times in a row right there. Well, listen, let's talk about your campaign for a minute, because I think that folks need to know who's out there running for these incredible offices. And I don't care if it's dog catcher. But you are running for one of the most important elected offices for any state, but in this case, state of Alabama. I understand you just got the endorsement of Alpha, and I'll say for you, and you could say it if you want to, but I know for a fact, having been in state politics, that there are certain organizations that conservatives desperately want to know support them, and one of the conservative organizations would have been Alpha, and I understand they just endorsed your race. Is that correct?
It has this week. Like, we were very humbled and very appreciative that the farmers across Alabama saw fit to be able to endorse me in this race. And, you know, one thing that I think that's unique about that organization is that not only are they advocates on behalf of the agriculture industry, which is, I think, is almost a $54 billion impact on our economy, but also I think that family farm is the fabric of who we are. And, you know, Phil, so much of what you talk about on your show is about faith and freedom and those principles of liberty that are so important. I mean, that's the core fabric that were developed from our rural communities and our rural farms of Alabama. And so to have the men and women of that federation support you is very much humbling, and it's exciting because they're, as you well know, a strong grassroots organization across the state. And the fact that they've got my back is really sort of buoyed my sails again to knowing why I'm doing this. And that's to serve the people of Alabama well, to deliver results back that matter tangibly to families and small businesses across our state. Because I think what they've seen is that over the years, my time as AG, we've taken all those tough fights, but most importantly, we've delivered the results that have mattered, and we want to be able to do that at the United States Senate.
You're burning up the roads, I guess, 67 counties, and they all got to be touched. So how's that going?
It's going good. I was up near your neck of the woods up in Cherokee County just, I guess, on Monday night, and then was down in Phoenix City last night, and then we've been in other places in parts in between. Still trying to, by the way, do the job that people want me to do as AG, too. So, you know, two full-time jobs. But, you know, as you well know, one of the beauties of being on the campaign trail, I'll tell you, I was literally in Gadsden, an hour to kill before I went up to center, and was just there in the Chick-fil-A, and a guy came and said, "Are you Steve Marshall?" I said, "Absolutely." And he just wanted to sit down there with me and share the things that he was excited about that we were doing from the AG's front, and particularly fighting for the principles that matter to the people of Alabama. And that's that affirming part for me. It's great to be out to listen to Alabamians about what they want and tells me what I need to be able to do in public service. And so it's been exciting. And look, it's an incredible opportunity to be the Attorney General of Alabama because the people of our state give you the ability to fight for things that matter. And I also believe that's true when you serve them for the United States Senate.
Am I right? And I think you may have actually said this last time you were on the show. Are you the longest serving AG we've had?
I am the longest serving AG in modern history. There's one back in the early 1800s that were a little bit longer. But yeah, when I'll be done, we're almost, getting 8.5+ years in the role. It'll be 10 years almost by the time I leave. So yeah, we will be, feel like this means I've lived long enough, right? To be able to do that. But it's a great privilege. You know, it's funny also, people say, gosh, do you wish there weren't term limits? And my answer to that is always no. I mean, I'm glad there are term limits because I think new ideas, new energy, and this is not an occupation. This is really a place in which I have to serve, but it's not an expectation that should be my career. And so when I walk out the door here, I'll be fundamentally proud of what I've had an opportunity to do, but also firmly believing that it's time to pass the torch to the next person to be able to take over.
Well, that's that is interesting, and it's something to say you've been in the office for a decade, but listen, I do think you've done a great job while you're there, and I appreciate your service. Hey, and I gotta ask you a totally off the wall, somewhat more personal question. Don't be scared. Yeah. I'm not gonna get you here, but I just became aware of an author named Robert Bailey, who writes legal books about the prosecutor's office. It's a novel, Prosecutor's Office out of Marshall County. Have you ever read his stuff?
I have not. I'm gonna have to find this out.
Listen, I'm on the third one. I'm on the third. Oh, they're all fiction, but you're going to read it. And I mean, everything is spot on. He goes and eats at the Rock House. He's in the courthouse on the square. I mean, he's down at the, you know, the river. He's over at Wenzel's. I mean, these are New York Times bestsellers, and everything is about the sheriff's office, the prosecutor's office, and all out of Marshall County, Alabama. And I thought, you know what? Steve needs to know about this.
I'll take a look. Hey, in all that free time I got right now, excited to be able to look at it. Hey, it's been an absolute joy to be a prosecutor for most of my professional career. Some of the greatest influences on my life for law enforcement and victims I've had a chance to come into contact with. And the people of Marshall County trusted me and raised me in this world. And really thankful for all the investment they made.
Well, thank you for making time for us today, Mr. Attorney General. We'll have you back on again sometime soon, and we'll talk then.
Thank you much.
Take care. All right, that's it. We're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. That's Steve Marshall, Attorney General for the state of Alabama, longest serving in Alabama modern history, and running for the U.S. Senate. There is not a single person running for that office right now that is not quality. And there's a few more that are talking about it. I don't know much about them yet, but I'll tell you right now, Alabamians, you got a deep bench. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.